I want to speak to Helen Brown, who is the Assistant Head of Business for Fostering for Northern Ireland, and she's with Bernardo's. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Helen,
thank you for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you very much indeed. Increasing demand for foster carers, is that the message from Bernardo's?
Yes, we are currently, for the last 10 years, we are seeing an increase in the number of children coming into care. In fact, in Northern Ireland, it has increased by 28% in the past 10 years. And this is obviously putting a great strain on the care provision. Over the last 10 years, there's been a reduction in residential care. And obviously, people would see that as a good thing. But obviously then we need to place those children in the preferred care environment, which is fostering.
So are there more children at risk, maybe the wrong word, are there more children who can't have a conventional guidance, or are there less children from 10 years ago?
Yes, there's more children who are in need of coming into care. So we are looking to agencies such as Bernardo's stepping up and taking on that challenge. Children stay at home at times when there is a lot of poverty around. I think the public are aware that there is a need to report. I think that there's been a number of serious case reviews over the years where people understand that what is not acceptable arrangements at home. So they're likely to report something that they're not happy with, and therefore, you know, we are seeing a surge of children coming in. So it's about finding the right home in the right area, and that's something that we are eager to do.
How bad are the conditions that some of these children would be living in the home that they're leaving?
Well, obviously there are issues around child sexual exploitation. That is something that within Bernardo's, something that we have campaigned on. We're also looking at, you know, just complex issues where if you add complex issues within the home to poverty and just the conditions around, you know, maybe single parents, not that some single parents do an excellent job, but it's just, break up of family, of the conventional family homes, as you've talked about, is higher than ever. And therefore, I suppose children are having to navigate very complex home environment. That's not to say that social workers won't try their best to maintain children at home where at all possible. And in fact, we have some great examples in the trusts and in the independent fostering where children maybe only come in for a short period into care and return to birth family, which is a really positive outcome.
Whenever you are fostering a young person, will you be told about their background? The reason I ask this, there'll be people listening to this programme who would happily foster children who maybe are very poor, or children who are ill, or children who simply can't get on with their parents for a myriad of reasons. But they'd be hesitant about fostering anyone who's been through a sexual experience at a young age, bringing that young person into their own family. They would worry about that.
Yes. Well, certainly we would pass on. The trusts are very open. We work in partnership with the trusts. The trusts would be very open with us, and therefore we would be open with the foster care, with the prospective foster carers about the background and what, in fact, anything that we feel is relevant and important to know. Now, that's not to say that when a child comes into care, that sometimes the very fact that there is a nurturing home, we can then, maybe sometimes children disclose abuse that we were not aware of. And I suppose that's where we need foster carers who have that resilience to be able to manage that. So that's what we look for in assessment, people who actually can cope with some of the unknown that may be unveiled in when making a placement and placing the child in foster care.
It is a very special gift to give to a child, to open your home to him or her and take that child in, especially when the child is so vulnerable. I was once involved in a presentation of awards one night, and there was a woman who was receiving an award from the community for fostering that she'd done, and it was a never-ending list of people who she'd fostered, many of whom had gone on to be hugely successful, most of whom had turned up for the presentation. It would have brought tears to a stone to see her being thanked by all these young people, children, young people, and adults who she'd fostered. So, what is it in that individual and other individuals who you may know who do so much while most of us don't have the ability to do anything?
Well, I think people have more in them than they actually realise. I think it's just about having a big heart. Obviously, you need the physical arrangements in place, such as a spare room for a child that you would be fostering. But, you know, it's about having fun, being creative, being keen to learn, you know, never shying away from the training and the support that will be on offer to a foster carer. So they would never feel alone. In Barnardo's, we have support ongoing out of hours. So day or night, we would be at the end of the phone should a carer need to ask a question or just to check something out. So it's a team effort. And I think above all, if you like children, if you enjoy spending time with children, these children aren't different from, you know, they don't walk around with signs on them. These are just your average child that you meet down the street. And really, their circumstances have been such that they have needed something additional in their life, and we have really great people that can do that, and we just need more.
Do you get some form of allowance for doing it? Financial allowance?
Yes, there is all foster carers will receive a boarding out allowance, and some of the trusts and independent fostering agencies offer a fee on top of that. In Barnardo's, we do offer a fee. Yeah.
And who can apply? It's very open, isn't it? You don't have to be some basic nuclear family. Almost anyone can apply.
Yes, regardless of age. We say you need to be a minimum of 21. There's no upper age limit. However, we do take a thorough medical assessment and take advice from doctors, so you need to be healthy and well, but you know, we would look to anyone with disabilities, with depending on their sexual orientation, that is irrelevant. We would certainly anyone who any family makeup, single people, couples who are cohabiting. It's really about the individual and the couple. If you're in a couple, we need them to be in a strong, robust relationship because, well, even our own children will test us and try to, you know, divide and conquer when it comes to asking for something. So this is no different. So we do need couples who are very resilient and strong and have a good relationship themselves.
So if you've maybe given it some consideration in the past, and once again this morning at 20 past 10 on a January day, you're thinking, I'm going to go for it. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is to give us a call. Look, if you Google Barnardo's, we will pop up. We are also on Facebook. All the trusts foster as well. I can't say they don't, and they obviously are in every trust area. And we have other independents, but I suppose we like to think that we've been involved in fostering here in Northern Ireland for 40 years. We're the first independent fostering, so we come with a lot of experience of supporting and nurturing our foster carers, and we just hope that we just want to build on that, because there is a shortage of 200 foster in any given day. There's a shortage of 200 foster carers in Northern Ireland, and we just really need to put an end to that.
Okay, Helen, thank you very much indeed. Helen Brown from Barnardo's, would you like to get involved in fostering? Give her a call, go to the website. If you're already doing it, or indeed you were fostered and you had great benefits from it, feel free to give us a call and tell us your story. 02890 333 105.